thank you for downloading this Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire podcast. And as a special thank you for you, we've got a special deal just for you. Beer 52 shipped themed monthly boxes of small batch craft beer straight to your door. You can get £10 off a case of 8 delicious exclusive craft beers selected to your preferences and the award-winning Ferment magazine and a snack using our code PROPER at beer52.com. So you get 8 exclusive hand-selected beers this month. It's Norwegian craft beers. The 100-page Ferment magazine and a snack, free next-day delivery, and flexible monthly subscription. All that for £14 in your first month at beer52.com.
If it's good, we'll tell you. If it's rubbish, we'll tell you. This is Radio Yorkshire, the only place for honest opinions on the greatest game.
So let's head back to Bellevue, the Beaumont Legal Stadium, the home of Rugby League, where Gary Schofield is still there. Is Matt back?
Yes. Yeah,
he's back.
Yeah. So the good news for you, Matt, is, and of course, Scully's a Hull fan, as we know.
Happy house
exactly,
tonight, Rich. That's
exactly.
What we like.
Didn't look likely when it was 22-4 at half-time, but that's some comeback from Hull, and... we don't know what Lee Radford said to them at halftime. We can have a pretty good idea, but it shows some crystals, as you would say, Scotty, for that comeback.
Absolutely, and I say Radders wouldn't have been very, very happy. And I say I'm sure it would have been reminded as well what happened there last year as well. You know, did they want it to be an embarrassing scoreline? And so there would have been some home truths, and it may have been a short talk, and the senior professionals may have took over the responsibility again, Rich. But he certainly got a response, and he wants to make sure that Hull are certainly up there fighting for that top spot. And it just shows again the sort of spirit and the character what the Black and Whites have got.
And that's a good result for you as well, Matt. Although you, of course, watch Widnes quite a bit. Widnes, you see them more than any of us, Matt.
Hey, Rich, you said they were a good side earlier.
I didn't say they were a good side. I said they've not been far off, and they weren't far off last week at Salford, to be fair. It didn't quite work out for him. They've had a lot of injuries as well. He's not managed to have his 1-7 out all season. We've got some angry Bradford fans near us here, Rich, as well at the moment, who are just arguing with our colleagues from BCB Radio. And I don't know. Watch him go to Warrington and win next week.
Yeah,
it's that staff. Something like that will happen next week.
But also as well, though, Matt, what it says to me here, that witness, you know, anybody can harp on about the injuries there, but it's quite simple. They can't play for the full 80 minutes, can they? Proved that today.
They've not had. I think it was only last week when he named 1-7 out of his squad as his backs, and then that didn't even happen because Chris Bridge pulled up in the warm up before the team's actually made it onto the field. That was the Saints game. He named his 1-7, and then Bridge pulled up injured, and then we never saw him again after that.
I know Wigan have got their famous injury crisis because they always tell us about it on the telly. And
don't care about Wigan's injury crisis, to be honest.
And Sean Way reminds us of every opportunity. But every team has players out missing, don't they? Can't be an excuse, can it?
No, Richie, I don't buy into it, one little bit. I don't, you know, and, you know, people are saying here now, you know about with Castle and Salford, you know, well, if they get injuries, then they'll struggle. Well, what if they don't get the injuries?
Well Castle didn't have Luke Gayle this week.
Exactly, you know, so if they don't get injuries, well, they're not going to struggle, you know, so I don't, and if teams get injuries, well, so what? They've got squads now of 25 to 30 players, you know, so I just don't buy into that excuse one little bit. I don't. They all train full-time professionals, they all know the structures, they all know the philosophies, what they play there, so get on with the job.
It's like, did Saints lose against Warrington because of injuries? No, they were they were far in front and then blew it.
Yeah, but Saints' two best players were 12,000 miles away getting splinters, while some second-rate Aussies made the team.
Do you want to go through that now?
No.
Should we go through that now?
No.
Why not? Well, I mean...
Scully has 2 hours on a Monday night to do that. We've not got that long here because I'm not sure when somebody's going to pull the plug on me because I'm on shared power at the moment.
And Scott Taylor as well. He was sat there on his backside.
Yeah, but the good thing for Hull was today they had Liam Watts back. If they hadn't had Liam Watts back, then they would have been in a bit more trouble.
You haven't seen the game, have you? So there's no point talking about England. We will talk about England tomorrow.
Well, to be honest with you,
Scully's not seen it.
I didn't see it, but I heard it on radio, so you can get a picture of what's happening. But if I'm honest with you, for the first half, England, for what I'm hearing and what people have said, that it was pretty impressive in the first half. But in the second half, the scoreline really flattered him, if I'm honest with you. And the question when I put to people is, well, okay, then we know we're the third best nation in international rugby league, and New Zealand got hammered by Australia, as we know, on Friday. And the question I put to people was, well, would we have done any damage to Australia and New Zealand? And the simple answer was, Richie, no. So there we go.
We were all right. I thought Samoa were disappointing. That's my reflection. Not to take anything away from England's performance.
Yeah, they only played as well as individuals, didn't they, by all accounts? They didn't do anything from a team perspective, just good individuals. But England, job done. But I think at the end, two late tries maybe flattered them with the scoreline. But, we'll soon see, won't we?
Hey, but what about the Rhinos yesterday coming from behind to beat the Catalan Dragons, who flattered to deceive again? And, I was following the games on Twitter yesterday afternoon because I was working elsewhere, and it was funny to see people change from XYZ or past it, and then when they win the game, it's like, Rob Burrow, Danny Maguire, legends and stuff. It was very amusing.
I was following the game on Twitter like yourself, because I was otherwise obtained as well yesterday on the dark side of things, and I was following the game on Twitter, and I'm thinking, I've picked Catalan, I'm happy here. I'm happy.
How dare you pick Catalan?
24-10 up, I'm thinking, oh, this'll do.
You've been working with a legend today. How dare you pick Mahon? How do you pick Callan?
It's a competition, Scully. There's money up for grabs.
Do me a favour,
head,
please.
Not heart.
Do me a favour,
head, Mahon. Not heart. And then all of a sudden, I get this. I see this message and it says Leeds have won. I'm like, what? No, how has that happened? Surely not. How has that happened? Oh, me tip's going out the window.
But they showed plenty of character and spirit yesterday, though, Rich, because as we all know, it's not easy going to Catalans from there, and it looks like the Catalans they had done enough. But Leeds somehow they found a way to win, and they say played for the full 80 minutes, needed a response from that performance a week before against Huddersfield. So Leeds would be delighted with that response. They've got and played for the full 80.
Yeah, good result for Salford, of course, against. To tell those people to shut up. We're doing a live radio program.
It's like a mother's meeting.
Jeez, your team's rubbish. We've known it all season. Great win for Salford at Wigan, despite all those injuries, of course.
You mean Salford's injuries, Rich?
No, only one team has injuries in Super League. I've heard it on the telly. Wakefield obviously winning yesterday at Lee is good. They're now sixth. And that 3-point gap between them, they aren't ridiculous. That 3-point gap between Wakefield and Saints and Catalans and Warrington could be proving crucial. Those people are putting me off now in the background. That's my excuse.
Yeah, well, I wish the Bradford players had shown more enthusiasm what these guys have done. I think the average age as well is about 72, to be honest with you. But they're showing plenty of passion anyway for the Bulls, that is for sure.
It's Neil Fox's birthday this week. He could have got a game for Bradford today, it sounded like.
possibly, yeah.
What is going to happen with Bradford?
They're a shambles. Simple as that. I don't think they're worth talking about.
I'll ask this question then. What was Jeff Toovey doing there today?
Don't know. He's just walking about in a Bolts top and his pair of jeans and his hands in his pockets. And he was sat in the coach's box though, but I don't know why. Probably he was luckier than the rest of us. He was able to get in onto the far side of the ground, which was actually closed. So he's done all right. Especially if he's on the air as a punter and he's not working. Just saying.
Oh, they're still bottom of the table, minus two. They've lost the last four. As you say,
9 points away from safety now, aren't they?
And as you say, with games coming up against Hull KR at the Summer Bash and
London
Broncos, who, of course, 4 wins in a row, they've stuffed all them this afternoon down in the capital, which you'd expect them to. But I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with the Bradford Bulls. Maybe it's going to take some kind of miracle of restructuring the leagues to get them to remain.
Apart from
them
getting relegated.
Yeah. If the leagues were restructured and Bradford was somehow saved, I think a lot of people would say, hang on a minute.
Hang on, this is twice now in 2 years.
They shouldn't even be
in this division, Rich.
Rich, it's quite simple. It should not happen. I know there's all talk about franchise and whatever for next season and revamping, whatever, but there's nowhere near Bradford Bulls should be given any more opportunities, because what I'm seeing now, and certainly on the field, they're in absolute shambles. They've got a dual registration now with Widnes. They've got this loan system with Leeds. How many players do they want? How much help do the Bradford Bulls want?
I don't know, I think is the obvious answer to that.
Nobody else will get this sort of help. Nobody else will get it.
And this is the problem, and this has been the problem for years, and I've been banging on about this. When they first had those financial trouble, and we had everyone on telly and everyone in the paper saying, oh, we've got to do this to save the Bradford Bulls.
Whatever happened to that money, Rich?
People might as well have thrown their money in the bin. Jamie Peacock may as well have burned his shirts for all the good it did for anyone. And that was media pressure from people on telly and people in the newspaper saying, we've got to save the iconic Bradford Bulls, and look what's happened. And they haven't done that for Oldham when they've been in trouble, or any other club, have they? Wakefield, London, Salford, Workington, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but Oldham was 1997, to be fair, and things were a lot different then, weren't they?
Have they all gone now, those allowed people?
They've moved away.
Good. Professionalism. So the Super League table, Castleford top. Great assist from Danny Brough for the Tigers on Thursday, I thought, against his former club for Huddersfield, who they were close. They were very close, but they're still in that bottom four of the table. Are they going to escape?
An interesting one, isn't it? You know, they just can't string two or three wins together, can they? It's at times a little bit of indiscipline, but take nothing away from Cast Tigers. They showed again another side to their game, didn't they? When they needed to dig in, never needed to roll the sleeves up, that's exactly what they did. And again, though, you know, how many times now has Danny Brough been sin-binned over the last, four or five, six? Has it been three times in the last four or five games?
He was back after a ban, wasn't he?
Yeah, he got banned.
He got banned for mouthing at the ref, and he's going to be back there on Tuesday night, probably on another grade B charge. For me,
but taking off it away, I'd say from Casper, to roll the sleeves up from there and got the win, and you could see the relief from Darrell from there, because the pressure was on. We know the three players who were out there on England duty, three important players as well, aren't they? With Matt Meakin, the way he's been, Stanley Hardacre at fullback, and the main man himself in Luke Gale. So it was a test of character for Castleford on Thursday night, because the Giants, as we all know, the week before that great victory against Leeds. So it was a test of character, and they came through that, and still fully deserve to be the top of the league.
How good is Grant Millington, though? He can play at prop, standoff. He's got a lovely pair of hands on him.
Well, he doesn't play like a standoff with a point of view where he supports and he's got the pace, but he plays with a ball in hand like a standoff. Yeah, he's so important. But also as well, Big Jesse as well out there, and again, Big Junior Moores. But everybody contributes, don't they? You know, they've got that right balance, and, you know, it's a credit the way that Darrell Powell lets his players express themselves. And, you know, everybody knows how highly I speak of Darrell as a coach, and the sooner he's England coach, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I forgot to say about that Leeds performance last night. Adam Cuthbertson really putting together his credentials for a place in the England World Cup.
Oh, Richie, let's not start. Let's not start, please.
Leave it. You've got 2 hours.
Let's not start.
2 hours tomorrow night.
Yeah, but
he's
better than Chris McQueen.
Well,
if we're going to have foreigners, let's have good foreigners.
We're not getting any foreigners, eh?
Oh, sorry, Heritage place.
Heritage.
Cast top, a point clear of Hull in Super League after 13 rounds. So we're 10 rounds until the split. It's all very exciting, including Magic Weekend in a couple of weeks' time. It is the Challenge Cup next weekend. Castleford at home to St Helens on Saturday afternoon. Well, especially after that defeat on Easter Monday, won't
you? Hey, Rich, because it's in my column tomorrow. So next Saturday, right, that's the end of St Helens' season. They're not going anywhere near the top four.
And they might be lucky to get in the top eight at this rate.
Well, they may make the eight, but won't be for sure. They're going nowhere near the top four. They'll go out the Challenge Cup next Saturday. St Helens' season finished, the middle of May? Who would have thought that at the start of the season?
Are we expecting any shocks next weekend?
No.
No.
I wouldn't have thought so. Well,
Leeds Barrow... I'm not going to pick Barrow next
week. Do me a favour, Matt, will you? Do me a favour. But Matt's mentioned Widnes for you, Warrington.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Widnes, Warrington.
Well, why are you defending Widnes then? Why are you saying Widnes?
It's Warrington, isn't it? It all depends which
Warrington
turns up.
Where's it at? Is it Widnes or at Warrington?
It's at Warrington.
Well, it's a no-brainer, Matt. All. It's a Warrington win every day of the week. Listen to the legend, Matt. We're laughing at
it. It might not.
Listen to the legend, Matt.
But Widnes have won at Warrington before.
They're not going to win next week. No way.
We'll see, won't we?
No way. Warrington, you know, certainly a great second half performance against St Helens on Friday night. From there, you know, the confidence, they'll get the two players back. So I tell you what, Matt, I say Richard Shaw Wright is bonkers. Matt Wilson certainly is bonkers. I think you're even bonkers with that statement for next week.
I think the game I am looking forward to now is the repeat of the £1 million game on Friday night at the AJ Bell Stadium between Salford and OKR. That's got the makings of being an absolute belter.
Well, I think Salford will be they'll certainly be looking to make it sure. But hey, listen,
like Manchester Red Devils.
We're going to prove here
that.
Okay, you know, people are saying we're lucky to be in the Super League. OKR should have really beaten us, but I reckon Salford, they'll be looking for a bit of revenge. They'll be looking for a 20-30 point victory there.
Now, I saw the banners at
the DW.
Yeah. Interesting times there, isn't it? I know they're doing a survey about it, and I'd be interested to see how that survey's worded. Because you can always ask questions to get the answers you want.
Hasn't the good doctor come out this week and said he wants to move a Salford game to Old Trafford or the Etihad?
Yeah, what's the point of that?
Oh, no, it'll be like... It'll be like sticking a sausage up the Stanage Tunnel.
Glad you used that analogy.
Yeah.
No, you might as well take it to that stadium, the mini stadium next to the
Etihad. Which is it's a nice little ground, that. They used that for the under-20s Rugby Union World Cup last year alongside the AJ Bell.
But again, what's the point? It's not as if one end of Manchester to the other is too far to go, is it, towards your game? If people want to go watch Rugby League and they're from Manchester, they've got a few options, haven't they, nearby, I understand.
Oldham,
Rochdale,
Swinton,
Salford, Wigan's not too far away, still greater Manchester.
Manchester Rangers. Who play at the other little stadium next to the Etihad, the regional arena.
You know, it's not like there aren't options for people in Manchester to watch Rugby League without the name Manchester attached to their club.
Mm.
Well, Manchester Red Devils sounds like if you produced a football computer game and you didn't have the rights to say Manchester United.
Yeah.
That's what you'd call them. I don't see the point of rebranding. I know Wakefield, they're obviously rebranded this season, but...
back traditional.
Exactly. It just doesn't make any sense to me, but...
Do we really think it should be up for discussion? Who's really interested?
Well, I think
nobody's interested.
Somebody at the club obviously is.
Yeah, Marwan and that psychic and Robbie Paul. He'll agree with Oak Warning.
All you will do is alienate the actual fans who are actually going and paying.
Absolutely.
Which they aren't
enough of. Yeah. You know, so he's got to listen to his own. He's got to listen to the people who want to watch Salford, and that's the supporters. Simple as that.
Oh dear. Hull FC versus Catalans on Friday as well. Well, the way Catalans
played. That
should
be a good one.
Yeah.
I'm at that one on Friday.
Dewsbury Wakefield.
Come on, Wakefield.
The new home of Rugby League.
I tell you what, I know it. You know, my three sides have won. Keith, they've done a good job today. And they say Barrow won last night. And Halifax, they beat another one of my team for this week. And they've done a great job on Dewsbury.
And Hull and Leeds. It's been a good week.
Yeah. But Halifax are my team this week. For obvious reason.
Fev Halifax will be an interesting one on Thursday, actually.
It will. Mm. That will be tasty. Because Halifax at this moment in time, they show some good form.
And do you know what, Rich? It's good that the broadcast partner...
Yes.
The subsidiary broadcast partner has selected that game for televising to a national audience.
You know,
why can't they do that every weekend and pick a game like that and put it on a Thursday night and don't put Super League games on a Thursday night?
Well, again, tonight this afternoon, I've been able to watch York versus Gloucestershire. Mm-hmm. Bits and pieces of that. Last night I watched Toronto versus Oxford.
I watched a bit of that and...
It was interesting.
Frustrating.
It was interesting.
I don't like the style of rugby league that I'm seeing from that team.
No. Well, a lot of people said that after the Salford game, didn't they? And were poo-pooed and talked down on it, so...
Well, after seeing it last night, I don't like the way they play the game.
Well, we'll see them next week against them. Newcastle, of course, on the telly. Well, it'd be interesting to see how they cope with having to fly there and back in a week and play a game. But I'm sure they'll still win by a comfortable score, unfortunately. But
yeah, that scoreline yesterday, with Toronto, 62-14, you know.
Yeah, Oxford had a go, in fairness to them.
Right.
And Oxford scored first as well, didn't they?
They scored late on in the first half, their first try. But it was, Toronto scored first, and it was just try after try after try after that. Richard Whiting scored a couple in the first half.
Oh, well.
Oxford had a go. And you can't blame them for that.
Oxford picked up quite a bit of credit on social media last night, because I saw Tim Rumford retweeting a few nice things that had been said.
I think a lot of
the
people,
Oxford team last night.
I think a lot of people have decided we ain't going for this Toronto thing. We want to back the underdog in this, and you know, Oxford, had a go. Because I was trying to explain this to someone last night who didn't really understand what was going on. When you look at it, in if we're looking from football terms or whatever, Toronto are what, a high championship club, would you say? In rugby league terms, or low-end super league? They've got the quality players.
Yeah, well, you were, certainly when you look at that team sheet and you look at the squad, we've had
top-end championship,
yeah,
definitely.
And you pick, how would you describe Oxford in football terms? They're not conference, are they? They're lower than that.
York
City. There's no disrespect to Oxford at all or their players or anything. It's just
York City.
A simple matter of finances. You know, Ryan Briley's playing there. What's that all about?
What is that all about?
It's nonsense. But, you know, I hope it works. I hope it's a success. I hope, you know, we grow the game. But we've got to question things. We can't just sit here and go, oh, everything's great. There were 6,000 people there. Everything's brilliant. Yeah.
Did those 6,000 people actually know what was going on the pitch? Or were they just there for the beer festival that they conveniently arranged at the same time?
But people who are just blindly saying, yeah, we've had one game in Toronto. It was great. I think, you know, come on. You can't read anything into one game. It'd be like me saying today, well, Sheffield are great and Bradford are terrible. Or, you know, witness after the first half, oh, they must be top of Super League. You can't read too much into one game of a completely new experiment. Look at Paris. Look at Gateshead. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know. I don't know if it's good or bad or what it's going to be for the sport. But what I do know is, you know, on the mainstream national radio sports bulletins last night, no one's talking about Toronto.
No. They were lucky to talk about... The rugby league's lucky to get a mention on those who we don't mention. Sorry. Especially on their fifth service. Not that I want to plug it in anyway at all. It barely gets a mention, does it?
No. Well, to be honest with you, I couldn't care less about Toronto this year because they are going to batter everybody. And who's interested? We all know the scorelines, what's going to be. It's going to be embarrassing for some. And we'll see what happens next year, simple as that.
We will see what happens next year, and we'll see what happens with Bradford next year, and we'll see what happens with all these teams next year. But we've still got a load of games left in this season. Challenge Cup then next week. Who's going to win the cup?
Too early for that.
It all depends on the draw, but Castleford. Castleford Leeds final.
I would like to see somebody different get to Wembley this year. So
Swinton versus Wakefield.
I'd like to see Salford get to the final this year.
Yeah.
Because I'd like a Salford Castleford final.
Oh, repeat of 69.
Well, yeah, and also, I think Ian Watson mentioned this when we did the game the other week at the AJ Bell Stadium. He's worked Darrell's attack out, and he knows how to defend it. And he said that in the press conference afterwards. And I think Salford might just have a little bit of a number on Castleford, and I think a Salford-Castleford game would be an absolute snorter because they both play the game the right way.
And hey, Wakefield up this morning time, I'll tell you what, for the first 15 minutes last night, they were like playing like Castleford, Matt, I'll tell you. They were very impressive. So it all depends on the draw, doesn't it? But we'd like to see Salford at Wembley and Castleford.
I'd like
from
to
there.
See somebody outside of that top four at Wembley this year.
Well, at least we're going to see
the
three Super League
teams. Yeah.
We're going to see three Super League teams out, aren't we? That's the good thing about this round.
And then no doubt Leeds will get the winner of the Halifax Featherston game in the quarterfinals as well.
Oh, hang on a minute. We're not having any of that shenanigans on here. Oh,
what was that?
He's claiming the draws are, you know, the hot balls. I mean, you've done these draws before, Scully, on the telly.
Yeah.
They don't tell you to pick
you
out.
Burn your fingers,
no, they don't. No, not at all. Not at all.
People believe that, though.
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
He's never been back since Alex Murphy burnt his hand on that ball at Huddersfield that time.
Yeah, no, I called number six and it was number nine, and Alex called number nine and it was number six. But anyway, the Salford fans went ballistic.
In fairness, having seen your number counting today with the Sheffield player we've offered, it was actually a Bradford player.
Scott was trying to say that the Bradford number 15's out there, and he'd gone off and failed an head test never to return. And like I said, Rich, that's one for the end of season.
It is. plenty of clips on this wall already. It's getting very full.
I need to come and see you as well, Rich, because the pile of programmes I've got at my house is almost up to the ceiling now. Wife's getting a bit...
Do drop in any time you want. Before I let you go then, because I think... Well, have you not been cut off yet?
No.
Well, at least that's bad for the fans.
My power provider is still...
good. Well, I'll ask the two final questions. Matt, what are you looking forward to next weekend?
Hull Catalan, to be fair.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Should be a snorter.
We're at Dewsbury on Friday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Are you going to be allowed in?
I'm looking forward to that one. I wonder how many speckers are going to say to me, how's your son doing? We shouldn't have let your son go. Looking forward to that one.
and before he says anything else, to the nice people at Dewsbury, make sure you've got some pies on for Scully.
Oh, yes.
The legend
yes.
is coming and he wants a pie.
Oh, Matt, are you... Oh, another question for you, Matt. Are you going to buy one of those shirts? I've found my Newcastle Spider-Man shirt now.
I might
so I've saved
actually,
myself 50 quid.
But I'd be buying
What's
a
the thing with these shirts, then?
The wife's ordered hers already.
What is it with these shirts, then? Is new...
I may be after a Captain America one rather than a...
So what's the shirt, then?
So, Magic Weekend.
Magic Weekend.
What, has everybody designed the shirt different, have they?
No.
Oh, who hasn't?
ISC,
yeah.
who are the kit suppliers for five Super League clubs,
yeah.
have bought out brand new shirts for yeah. Magic Weekend based on the Marvel heroes.
Oh, right, okay.
So,
right.
Warrington are Thor.
Yeah.
Wakefield Spider-Man, but everybody Spider-Man. Knew that because Michael had dropped enough hints
yep.
in the lead up to that. Leeds are Captain America.
Only red, white and blue scurry Leeds Catalan, on the Magic Weekend.
Right. Catalan are...
Iron Man. Yeah, it's a bit boring, though.
And somebody else is...
Hulk.
Yeah. Do you know one thing that hasn't been mentioned in all of this, you know?
What's this?
Now, Hull, a fine seafaring town, yeah. are very suspicious about the colour green. And this kit has green in. And the wife's mentioned it, because obviously being a Hull fan, green is an unlucky colour if you're from Hull.
Did you know that, Scully? As a former Hull player, Hull legend.
Not a tosh, is it?
Green's an unlucky colour in Hull, and they've got green on this kit.
So they're making an excuse. Who do they play anyway?
Saints.
They'll be Saints anyway.
Saints have done a kit as well, which is black,
yes.
with a very multicoloured ribbon on it.
I'll tell you what, the way St Helens are playing tomorrow, and Hull will be able to play in the birthday ceremony, to be honest with you. Hey? What do you reckon?
That'll please Maybe. Some people in the crowd, I'm not saying sure others, but there you go. So we're all happy with the kit, that's great. Everyone makes some money. As I say, I've got a Newcastle one, which I've lost, but now I've found it again, so I can just stick a Wakefield badge on the front of it, and no one will know the difference.
Do you want me to go... I've just seen Michael Carter walking around the ground. Do you want me to go and ask him if he's got a spare badge for you?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. You'd be wanting me to pay 50 quid for a shirt, don't ask him that.
No, that's true.
And, Scully, what's in the column tomorrow?
Different things, obviously, regarding England, St Helens, and Lee as well. So, very interesting to... Hey, and you know what as well? When I got to Lee last night, I've been very, very complimented towards Lee.
Oh,
this
you
season.
Have? Yeah, yeah.
You get a pie.
I did actually. It's quite nice, actually. And the lady on the reception, she went, I don't know why I'm letting you in here, because all you do is just slagly off, and you don't give us any good praise. I said, I've been praising all season, and I said to her, well, if you don't win tonight, read the column on Monday and you're getting it. She'll be reading it tomorrow and I won't be invited back. So anyway, she's got exactly what she asked for, so tomorrow it's obviously about England, St Helens and Lee.
Excellent stuff. Gary, Matt, thank you very much indeed, and we shall catch up with you again soon.
Cheers, Richie. Look forward to tomorrow.
Thank you.
Matt Horton and Gary Schofield, and as Scurry mentions, he'll be back with us tomorrow, Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire from 6, and of course, the latest episode of The Last Tackle. No Phil Kaplan tomorrow. I think he's still in France. I don't think customs have laid out yet. John Davidson, Australian, and man who's nearly got us taken off the air once will be here with us tomorrow in the studio to talk all things rugby league.